You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We have racing from Galway and Wexford over the Irish Sea on Monday, and we're going to look ahead to the best of the action at those two venues. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Pretty good, yeah, pretty good.
Good man. Two meetings to look forward to today. You're going to cherry pick them, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I think that's the best way to slice it and dice it. Probably leave unpromising races and difficult to fathom races out, but sandwiched in between, there's some decent betting opportunities.
Okay, where's your strongest opinion today, Andy? Is it Galway?
Definitely Galway, yeah. There's more to come from there, and obviously being a specialist track, there's horses that have got some good course form as well, particularly from the festival, so we'll concentrate on those.
Fair enough. Right, we'll get stuck into the action at Galway first, and then we'll get Andy's best bets over at the other venue as well, at Wexford, in a moment or two. But starting at Galway, the first race Andy's picked out is the 125, and this is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Whistle Dixie heads the market at 1-3, 6-1 for Snedham. Elusive Ivy 10-1 with Good Blood Bad Blood, 10-1 for Solar Heat. Brogine is 14s and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So pretty short price favourite, Andy, this morning. Are you taking on the market leader?
No, I'm just really highlighting this horse for the podcasters, really. It's a mare to stay on the right side of rather than a great betting opportunity today. I'm using this as an exercise, really, just to give a few horses to follow, as well as a few tips of this afternoon, and she falls into this category. I expect her to win, as the odds suggest this morning. We're not going to get fat on sort of 1-3. She could go off even shorter than that, to be fair, because it is a fairly modest mare's race. She obviously stands out a mile in this division over in Ireland at the moment. You know, she's probably one of the better bumper horses last season, finishing fourth in the Aintree bumper, finishing the best of the Irish contingent that day behind Hollis Pearl et al. And prior to that, she was very well back to win that listed Sandown race. Unfortunately, she unseated rider early on. She was very impressive on her first two starts in bumpers on softish ground. So the conditions today in Galway, just on the easy side of good, should be absolutely ideal. The yards made a really good start to the season, and be interesting to see how her career path continues. Hopefully these bush hurdles or easy fix hurdles will be absolutely ideal for today. So like I say, she's not necessarily something that, you know, punters are going to be piling into today, but she's a horse I'll be watching along with the viewers of Irish racing to see how she gets on today. She'll be an interesting run.
All right, Whistle Dixie then to keep an eye on in the opener at Galway. Moving on to the 2:30 next, and this one is a handicap chase over 2¾ miles. The market headed by joint favourites this morning with Kyle Crew and Hash Brown. At the top of the market at 3-1, 9-2 for Drum Lee. Valor's Minion is 5-1, 11-2 for Ravished, and 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Would you like that one then, Andy?
Yeah, a couple against the field here, Mark. Two horses that have been running well of late, and they've got really good form here at Galway. Most notably, Aaron Hill Chief and Valor's Minion. They took part in a very hot race, on my figures anyway, at Navan on the 26th of December, where they finished first and second in a very slick time. And they both got excellent form here at Galway. Particularly Valor's Minion has run here 6 times, won twice and placed 3. You go back to the run the time before as well behind Devil's Bride. That gives Val O'Brien's 12-year-old excellent prospects here off a low weight. And 2.6 round here is absolutely bang on. Same comments apply to Steve Mahan's Aaron Hill Chief, who's also a regular around the contours of Ballybrit. He was outclassed last time out, of course, in the Grade 3 at Punchestown, but you take that run at Navan behind Valor's Minion, and he's several runs here previously, particularly in small fields. This horse often likes to dominate his fields, and that's, I think, what he's going to get today. I know Ravished is in the race, and he's also a front runner, but that's when Aaron Hill Chief's at his best, when he can ping along and bowl along in front, and he should set a reasonable tempo here. He's certainly no 8-9-1 chance on my times and figures around Galway, so couple against the field there. I think this is a wide open race, but the two that make the most of the appeal of the odds are Valour's Minion at fives and Avenel Chiefs at eights.
Our next focus at Galway is the 3:35 race five on the card, and this one is a rated novices hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and over, which are entry are rated 130 or less, and Children's List is the 13-8 favourite this morning. Bailey Cloud 3-1, 9-2 for Alti Picks. Grecian Tiger is 5-1, 10s for Prickly, and Go 40 Go is the 12-1 outsider. Only six of them in here, Andy, but a good little race to look forward to this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the two that appeal to me here are Children's List and Bailey Cloud. I like both of these two horses. On this occasion, I'll probably go with Children's List because he's top of my speed figures. He won nicely down in Downpatrick a couple of starts ago. Beat two horses in good form at the time, noticeably Colt, Stone Sober and Bank Bonus. And then he finished third of the day in what I think was a reasonably good handicap hurdle down in Listowel. It went the way of Buster Dandan when he beat Master Appeal. But it was such a good time that I've got to follow this form over a cliff, really. And Children's List, who was in quite deep that day off a mark of 128, certainly acquitted himself really well. Prior to that, like I say, his performance has been good, but they've been in smaller fields when he is allowed to dominate, and I think that's what he's going to be allowed to do here today with Ruby Walsh in the plate. He's obviously got his main rival to contend with, Bailey Cloud, who's a real proper old-fashioned chaser in the making, typical of Mouse Morris. He started his season in the perfect possible fashion by finally breaking his duck in a maiden hurdle at Garran. It was more the way he did it rather than the actual horses he beat that I was really interested in, and I think we're going to be hearing some nice things of this horse further down the line. So they're the two to concentrate on, but at 13-8, Children's List gets the number one vote.
Children's List, the selection there then in the 3:35, and we finish off at Galway in there 4:10. And this one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Leave at Dawn is the 7-2 market leader. 9-2 from Sixers for Powers Bomb. 13-2 for Master Appeal. Steel Wave is 10-1. Quantitative Easing is 12s with Mine Now and Kale Argus All. 14-1 for Josie's Orders and Railway Tommy. Little Half another at 14s, as is Maria. And 16s are bigger for the others. Who'd you like in there, Andy?
Yeah, my best bet in Ireland today runs in this race in the shape of Powers Bomb. A horse who, ever since the connections have decided to fit with a hood, hasn't really looked back. He was in the process of running a big race in the first time headgear at Down Royal. That was back in May. Then he was produced to a nicety to win at the Galway Festival and land a bit of a punt for connections. He was a big price in the morning. But he went off at 12-1 in the end, and he won very, very comfortably as well. He was always travelling smoothly in the hands of Mikey Fogarty, and he got the job done in scintillating fashion. He then went to Killarney, also very well backed. And even though he finished third, he actually comes out top of my figures on that particular run. That was a really hot race won by Argentina. Of course, Plinth, indeed, who was second, he won the old Grimes hurdle the other day, a listed hurdle at Tipperary only a few weeks ago. So you can see that the kind of level of horse that Powersbomb was up against, and considering he was actually out of the handicap that day, you know, that was a really decent effort. He comes back to the scene of his best victory. Of course, we know he likes Galway. He's got his decent ground to run on today. It's hard to see this horse not being in the first four. Although he's been chalked up at sort of 5-6-1 this morning, I can see him going off much shorter than that. And he makes a massive amount of appeal with everything in his favour.
Moving over to Wexford for a couple of races there as well. The 105 is the first one that we're going to look at on their card. And this one is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Last Goodbye and Holy Water are the 9-4 joint favourites. 4-1 for Crazy Heart. Ogier Dove is 9-2. 8-1 for Rochdale House and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. Interesting, this Andy, Last Goodbye makes his hurdling debut here. You've got Holy Water, who's been banging on the crossbar, and plenty of others in there that I suppose are quite interesting as well. So how do you see the 105 going?
Yeah, I've got a bit of time for the top one here, Last Goodbye. I like the way he won last time out at Roscommon. He landed a bit of a punt, and he beat a nice mare called Earth Sister, although has subsequently gone on to get beaten. Certainly come out of the race with a great deal of credit when she finished second in a decent bumper subsequently. I think the form is quite good. They pull well clear of the rest. He's just a lovely, lovely son of millinery, this Last Goodbye, and trained by a handler whose horses are in reasonably good form at the moment. Obviously, I'm taking a punt that he can jump because he's got Holy Water with plenty of experience to beat. But, you know, Jessica Harrington's charge has looked quite vulnerable on one or two occasions so far over hurdle. So, providing he jumps a nice, slick, clear round, I expect Last Goodbye to give the favourite all the trouble he can handle here.
And the final race we look at is the 240, which is a Martinstown Opportunity handicap hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles. Hurry Kitty is the 130 market leader. 9-2 for You Can't Teach Me. Santo Prince is 11-2. 7-1 for Getting Late. 9-1 for Cool Fighter. 10s for Baby Wiz, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in that race, Andy?
Well, I'm going to give Santo Prince another go. He's been hitherto slightly frustrating up to this point. But he did manage to get the monkey off his back, so to speak, last time out at Garen, when I thought he won quite snugly in the end in a very competitive mile six handicap coming from quite a bit way back. He beat a couple of horses that I really fancied on that occasion, Be My C and Torsive. Those two went into the race in good form, and with a nice manoeuvre up the inside of the track, Shami Heffernan delivered Robert Hennessy's charge to a nicety. He's had plenty of chances with his trainer and, of course, with Gordon Elliott. And he has rather fluffed his lines on a couple of occasions, but I think the step-up in trip might just suit him, actually. He looks as though he just keeps constantly getting outpaced over two and running on belatedly at the death. He comes out hugely on my speed figures. He's got the three fastest runs in the book on his last three runs at Clonmel, Navan and Fairy House, respectively. And I think that race last time out was quite a good one behind Collop here. Once again, he was doing his best work at the end. So, although he's a little bit of a risky proposition, at 11-2, at least we can back him each way. He should be there or thereabouts, and hopefully he can finally get that belated win next to his name.
Each way selection then, Frandy. In the 240, as usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Monday one more time.
Yeah, some nice racing in Ireland today, obviously over jumps. Whistling Dixie is definitely a horse that we should keep an eye on, whatever happens for her today. And she is the choice in the 125. Couple against the field in the 230, Aaron Hill Chief and Valor's Minion. Children's Lift just gets the vote over Ballycloud in the 335. Now, my nap of the day is Powers Bomb in the 410. If you can get each way prices about him, I don't think we'll be a million miles away. In the 105 at Wexford, Last Goodbye makes his eagerly waited hurdling debut. Hopefully it'll be a successful one. And in the 240, my final selection of the day in the Martinstown Opportunity is Santo Prince, who won well last time out at Garen.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy the action over in Ireland today.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.